Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned unto Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Luke 24:50-53. The Gospel of Jesus Christ, written by Luke, concludes with the ascension of Jesus into heaven. The ascension of Jesus Christ means that he has become our high priest. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. Hebrews 8:1-2. In the ascension of Christ, the old sanctuary and tabernacle passed, being a figure for the time then present. Hebrews 9:9. As we have become the partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 3:1. Jesus has ascended up and placed at God's right hand, so that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:1-2. As our high priest, Jesus has offered one final and lasting sacrifice for our sins. Jesus has entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9:12. The continual offering of a sacrifice for sin has ceased in Jesus Christ, for Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:28. We are no longer under the condemnation of sin, for Christ has become our high priest. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Romans 8:34. Unlike any previous high priest, Christ is high priest after the power of an endless life. Hebrews 7:16. His resurrection and ascension secures his position as high priest forevermore. But this man continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Hebrews 7:24-25. As he is consecrated forevermore, we have a high priest, whereby we come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street, Somerville, Georgia.